Hello to all listeners. I'm your host, Roivy Hernandez, aka Roivs. And in this show, Roivs and Artists, I speak to mainstream artists, underground artists, and music creatives about their latest music releases, as my goal is to bring their music to more ears. Plus, we learn how music through history influences new music and the experimentation of creating different music for the future. This month's theme is EDM, and for the next hour, I will be speaking to EDM producers here in the Bay. Our first guest has gained huge momentum in the last 3 years and is a big influence in the rave culture. They are not only a producer, but also a DJ and have performed with DJ Diesel. They are also the co-founder and label owner for Bad Apple Records. His name is Victor J. Lopez Silva, artistically known as Maneki. Let's hear. That song is titled Nighttime, released in late February. Thank you, Maneki, for taking your time and coming here all the way from the South Bay.
No, of course. Thank you for having me. What you're doing here is really dope.
That track definitely makes me want to shake my head, move my body. Before we keep playing more songs from your catalog, let's share to the listeners more about who you are and what got you into the music industry. Maneki, you were born and raised in East San Jose. You have been producing and DJing since 2018 and have been releasing music since 2021, first on SoundCloud and eventually on Spotify. You bought your first DJ controller in your junior year of high school, and you'd always watch Skrillex's old sets. His Ultra Miami 2015 performance is your absolute favorite. Your top EDM artist inspirations include Skrillex, Frost Children, RL Grime, and Jane Remover. The track we just heard got you booked for Escape Halloween last year and debuted on Insomniac's Discovery Project Records. For those that don't know, Insomniac are the premier electronic music event producers that organize EDC, Beyond Wonderland, etc. Explain more about this and the inspiration behind this track.
Yeah, totally. Basically, like, I was a night out in San Jose, downtown San Jose to be exact, with some friends, and that particular day I was like listening to a lot of Crystal Castles and Snow Strippers, and I really wanted to make something kind of anthemic, a little bouncy, but also like with roots in like dubstep, trap, UKG, what I'm trying to blend essentially right now for my sound. And yeah, it honestly came together really quick. Usually those types of things like take forever, like a month to like do, but like this is one of those projects that just like came together like in at least like 2 hours, and I was, and yeah, and it got me to Escape, and it's kind of crazy. I'm really happy with it.
And what was your favorite memory about that?
My favorite memory about producing the song, right?
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah, figuring it out like right like the first time, like on like the first try, was actually really really cool, because that type of spark never really happens, you know. It's like lightning hitting, like it can't ever hit twice. So capturing that genie, that kind of energy in that one go was like really, I was really happy with that.
Nice. Let's listen to the next track. This one is titled Holding On. This one was released in January and has lots of dubstep and trap elements. I love how you play around with sounds. Maneki, you've had many DJ sets and performing opportunities within the last 3 years. If you can pick one, share which has been your favorite or which had the best crowd.
Honestly, for the record, I love them all. Every show I've DJed, I'm grateful for all the opportunities. But if there was one that particularly stood out to me was like the Bakery Rave that I did in San Jose with San Jose Foos and Bad Apple Records. It was like a boiler room style in Mexico Bakery in San Jose, and it was like free. It was a free show, but everything I dropped, every song I like was playing, they reacted. The crowd reacted so like amazingly, like with so much like gusto, and like they just loved everything. And I never forgot about that memory. That's my favorite memory from that.
You've shared in another interview you like talking to the crowd and that helps you calm your stage fright. Are you naturally a confident person, or does performing give you confidence? And is there still anything that you're holding on to that is holding you back from your fullest potential? Or do you believe you have finally reached that stage and are giving your all in music?
Hell yeah. I think I would say like I'm confident. I mean, I get scared like any normal person would, like of risks and all that, but I've just learned to just kind of just do things, and that's where I ended up, you know, having all these shows and stuff, because of just taking the risks. And just, you know, even if I was scared, I would still try my best, because it's just like I want to push myself. I want to be a better person than the person I was before or yesterday, and always just keep moving forward somehow.
Let's transition to a track you released in September of last year. This one is called Backseat.
All my girls love Monica music. And the girls in the front and the boys in the back, boys in the back, backseat. And the girls in the front and the boys in the back, boys in the back, backseat. And the girls in the front and the boys in the back, boys in the back, backseat. And the girls in the front and the boys in the back, back, back. And the girls in the front and the boys in the back, boys in the back, backseat, 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 backseat. And the girls in the front and the boys in the back, boys in the back, backseat, 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 backseat. Girls in the front and the boys in the back, boys in the back, backseat, back, 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 backseat, back, 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 backseat. And the girls in the front and the boys in the back, boys in the back, and the boys in the back. And the girls in the front and the boys in the back, boys in the back, and the boys in the back, 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 backseat, back, 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 backseat. And the girls in the front and the boys in the back, boys in the back, and the boys in the back.
Definitely a track I want to listen to in my car while speeding. This is one of my personal favorites. What do you think is a big misconception of EDM producers and DJs?
That all we do is press play. And that we have the song that you want in our USB. We probably don't always have it.
But there's actually a lot of work that goes behind what you guys do.
100%. A lot of pre-planning. A lot of just like, I feel like a lot of like, pressure to please as well, to like do your job, but also be true to yourself as an artist, to like, you know, pushing your sound as well. It's just a lot of like nerves, but ultimately it's just like fun, like at the end of the day.
Definitely lots and lots of fun. To finish, let's play your most streamed track that was played at Electric Forest last year by DJs Tate B, Crank Dat, and Levity in their set. Let's go.
Hello. Back once again, will the renegade master. Back once again with the ill behavior. Back once again, will the renegade master. Power to the people, power to the people. Back once again, will the renegade master. Back once again with the ill behavior. Back once again, will the renegade master. One for the trouble, two for hard times. Back once again, will the renegade master. Back once again with the ill behavior. Back once again, will the renegade master. Power to the people, power to the people. Back once again, will the renegade master. Back once again with the ill behavior. Back once again, will the renegade master. One for the trouble, two for hard times. I never one for the trouble, two for the time. I never back once again will the renegade master. I never one for the trouble, two for the time. I never one for the trouble, two for the time.
Power to the people, back once again will the renegade master. Back once again with the ill behavior. Back once again will the renegade master. One for the trouble, two for hard times. Back once again will the renegade master. Back once again with the ill behavior. Back once again will the renegade master. Power to the people, power to the people. Back once again will the renegade master. Back once again with the ill behavior. Back once again with the renegade master. One for the trouble, two for hard times.
Bad man the ball.
One for the trouble, two for hard times. I never.
You have surely come a long way in the last couple years, and I know you used to DJ and perform at your high school. What would you tell your teen self?
Your transitions got better, bro. For sure. But I would tell him that good job trusting yourself, man, trying to just be better and just trying to just be happier and live in the moment more.
And that was my following question. You think that your teen self, or looking back at your teen self, are you happy now in terms of music, of course?
I would say so. I think he's definitely satisfied, but there's still stuff to do, you know? But moving on from that, yeah, for sure. We're good.
Great, great. I do want to quickly share that we are both SJSU alumni, go Spartans, and you actually studied psychology. So you have a degree in that. However, it seems that that career path is not something necessarily that you are currently pursuing. Did you think this was the path you were going to take?
Yeah, I always knew I wanted to be an artist. I just didn't know how I was going to get there. So I went to school to kind of just explore who I was. I was originally actually coding classes because I was in community college and then I hated it. And then I went into psychology, loved it more, transferred to SJSU, met so many people, was a part of so many clubs, but was always the path, yes, but the school part was very necessary because I wanted to make my parents proud and also learn so much about myself that I never thought I was capable of.
I feel that, making the parents proud, definitely. Yeah. As Skrillex being your top favorite artist, if you ever get a chance to meet Skrillex in person, what would you tell him?
I tell bro, like, where is the Florence and the Machine collab? Because there's one that he teased a long time ago and it just never dropped. It just died, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I would ask him that. But I'll be like, yo, yeah, dude, you're my favorite person ever. Like, thank you.
Having lunch with him would be awesome.
Yeah.
Lastly, for people to know, you're playing a show on June 20th supporting Zed's Dead in San Jose with SJ Fools, and you are also performing on July 4th at the Midway SF with, how do you pronounce them?
Zed's dead.
Yeah, gotcha.
My bad.
Is there any new music you're cooking to be released soon or that you will debut at any of these performances?
Yeah, I'm definitely making music like in my house, just like under the radar. Just IDs, remixes, flips that I'm definitely going to debut at the shows before I drop them, of course, online.
Great. That was all of Maneki's music. Thanks again, Maneki, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
The next guest has recently released an EP named Transit alongside another EDM artist called Ryder and has previously performed a set here at Hyde FM back in May of 2023. His name is Danielle Longworth, or officially known as Triple Set. Let's get into it. Thank you. That track is titled Lift Me Up, part of the EP release at the end of March. Triple Set, thank you very much for being here tonight and returning after 3 years. So welcome back to the studio.
Thank you very much for having me. It's an honor to be back.
Let's share to the listeners a little bit about yourself and your music journey. You are 30 years old, originally from England, but moved here to the Bay at 10 years old and grew up in San Mateo. You learned to play the piano, clarinet, and guitar as a kid, and at one point had a cover band with your friends. Your producing journey began at just before college after attending Outside Lands and watching Australian DJ and producer Flume, which also it was your first real exposure to EDM. You shared that this set was, quote, life-changing, and ever since you were inspired to download music softwares and teach yourself to produce EDM music. Your first releases as Triple Set were in 2019, and your EDM artist inspirations are X Club, Salute, and Daft Punk, to name a few. Besides that experience at Outside Lands, why do you choose to create EDM music instead of any other genre like rap, indie, etc.?
Yeah, it's a good question. I've always had kind of an eclectic taste in music, but I don't know. That was like kind of a mind-blowing moment for me where I was like, I just need to know how he's doing this. Like, it just, I needed to, you know, find out how the sausage is made, essentially. Like, I was just mind blown by his set, and I had no idea like how electronic music was made. I was like in high school, I was more of a hip hop guy. So actually, like when I first downloaded Logic a long time ago, like 11 years ago or whatever, I was like trying to make hip hop beats too. So I've honestly dabbled in some other genres, but I just love making dance music, and I especially love DJing. So
I like that, figuring out how to make the sausage. The art cover for this EP, Transit, is a BART train car, and you have a reflection of the Golden Gate Bridge on the window. What inspired this EP, and what is it about the city that inspires you to make music? Since I know you have other tracks, including SF 2024 and I'm Good, that are also SF inspired.
I just love the Bay, you know, like, even though I was born in the UK, my mom's from here, and I lived there till I was 10, and I would always come over here, like, in the summers and for Christmas on vacation, and it's just kind of magical to now live in San Francisco. And, I mean, both of those EPs were made with other local SF artists. Shout out the homie That Franco and Ryder. I don't know, it's just, like, both of those EPs are just kind of an ode to the experience that I've had living here and getting plugged into the scene. So, yeah.
Nice, nice. Let's hear the next track. This one is titled Everything We Do.
Intoxicated with the way that we both exist. We're rehearsing.
everything you do when creating music is from scratch. You use your instruments and you do this all at your house or in a loco studio. You actually share your process on social media step by step. Apart from stem separation softwares, you prefer not to use any AI in your music creation. But out of your own curiosity, have you tried playing around with any of these AI platforms like Suno or Udio to make beats, etc.?
Not those ones specifically. I'm kind of just flatly against generative AI for music. And the reason why is because I just love writing music. I love the process of making music. I've invested a lot of my life into making music. And a tool that makes me write less isn't super appealing. But like, there are some cool AI tools that are out there. Like, I forget the name of it, but there's one that like changes the like timbre of your voice, so you can make yourself sound like a female vocal instead of a like my voice. That kind of stuff is more appealing than like having AI just generate a beat for me.
Okay. It's time for a short segment I call Current Music Fact, where we discuss a news topic related to music. Shakira is back for the World Cup official song. There seems to be 6 official FIFA World Cup songs this time around, including Por Ella by Los Angeles Azules and Belinda, Echo by Daddy Yankee and Shensei, Lighter by Jelly Roll and Karen Leon, which seems to have huge criticism in not reflecting what the World Cup personifies, whereas some comments on YouTube, quote, it's more music for a Ford commercial. And also a track called Illuminate by Jesse Reyes and Eliana, which seems to have the most EDM elements. This one is one of my favorites, by the way. What EDM producers do you think would do a great job for a 2030 FIFA World Cup song?
Good question. I want to say K Tronada.
Oh, yes. I can see that. I can see that, definitely.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think his stuff kind of has like a bit of football flavor. I don't know. I can't explain why, but that's just what I'm feeling.
And that makes sense. I can see that for sure. Let's transition back into your music from the EP. This one you titled Don't Fall.
Oh,
You've shared that you've been on a sober journey, and today marks 263 days of being sober. You have also shared that the music you've been making since you got sober last August is truly your best work to date. How do you make sure you don't fall back into drinking or into that habit, and describe those differences in your music from before and after, or explain your artistic growth since 2019?
I see what you did there with the don't fall back. So, you know, for me, like, being sober, it's kind of serious. Like, it's, I don't know, drinking especially makes me feel super depressed. And like, before I got sober last year, I was in a pretty dark place, and I just wasn't having fun making music anymore. I wasn't even enjoying listening to a lot of music. And it was a tough time. So it just feels like a full like 180 turnaround for me. And it's like, life's just gotten so good since then. So yeah, I mean, I'm never looking back.
Definitely improved your mental health overall.
100%. Yeah. Mental health, physical health. Like, I just feel better, and like, all my relationships are better. And yeah, having a lot more fun making music now. So
that's great to hear. There are a total of 5 tracks on the Transit EP. We're only playing 3 tonight, but there's also the intro track, and a track called All of Y'all. We got time to play one more, but this next track is from another EP called Turbo, which you released last year in September alongside another artist called That Franco, and is your most streamed song. Let's hear. We'll be right back. That track was called Love Groove. Now, Triple Set, you've been able to open for some interesting artists, including S.G. Lewis, and have performed here in the Bay, Colorado, where you went to college, and even overseas. For example, Amsterdam. I'm assuming the crowd is different in other countries, of course, but what place has been your favorite to perform or has given you the most energy?
Yeah, I've been really lucky and been able to do some cool shit. Like, the show in Amsterdam was crazy. That was like 3 years ago now, but, yeah, it was definitely different. 'Cause like I went on at like 2 a.m. and before the show, I was like, oh no, like I'm going on at 2:00. Like, is anyone going to be there? And like, I get there and it was just like peak time energy. Like it felt like people had been there for like maybe only an hour or two. So yeah, it was really cool. They were very receptive to like what I was playing, but also, I don't know. There's something special about playing here in the Bay as well. I've been lucky enough to play at 1015 Folsom a couple of times when it was sold out, and that was, both of those were super sick. So, yeah, love the hometown crowd as well.
And your goal is to play at a proper festival this year or next, which I'm sure you can make that happen. And when it does, please let me know. Hopefully I can attend. But that's your ultimate goal, correct? In the next 2 years, even 5 years?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, well, yeah, if I do get a festival soon, you're on guest list for sure. But yeah, I've done a couple college festivals at Colorado College. Like, kind of super random that I got those gigs, but those were like incredibly fun, especially because they were like, the first one was in 2022 and it was a bunch of kids who like were on lockdown like during college, so their energy was just through the roof. But yeah, I don't know, something like Outside Lands or Portola, definitely bucket list items for me right now.
Perfect. You can listen to the Transit EP and the rest of Triple Set's music catalog on all streaming platforms. Thank you, Triple Set, for taking your time once again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to Lien. I'm Ravi Hernandez. Stay blessed and stay tuned until July show, as there won't be a June show in honor of Juneteenth.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.